Okay, so ready? All right, so as usual, we need to prepare our contemplation posture. So get ready. So always remember to let your back away from the back of your seats. So then make your back straight. Actually, you can just open up, you know, your chest lightly and pull back your shoulder blade. Then that will actually open up your chest and make yourself more straighten up your back. And as usual, just to play safe, okay, then gently close your eye. And then try to make sure you're not so tight when your eye closing is not so tight. Relax a bit. Relax your face. Make sure your chin is level with the ground. Then slightly pull back your shoulder blade. Hand on your leg or on your thigh. Palm can be facing up or down. Whichever you're comfortable. And then when you're ready, make a commitment that within this 20 to 25 minutes, you will not be moving. And make your intentions that while you are doing these contemplations, is to you want to plant the seeds to let you able to touch the diamond world. That's why you want to do this practice. Now try to focus on your breathing. You first go by exhale and then follow by inhale. Let's do 10 count. Make sure your mind is focused on your breathing. So now, please think about the past 48 hours that you have planted some good seeds. Try to think about what good seed have you been planted. And be happy about it. Then think about Same thing for the past 48 hours. Any bad seeds that you have been planted, that you can think of one of them and feel intelligent regret on that actions or the seeds that you have been planted. And then you can commit yourself that within 2 days, certain hours that you will not plant the same seeds again, the same bad seed again. Now we go into the four kinds of space contemplations. The first kind of space, blue sky. So please try to imagine you are on top of a hill and it's the afternoon. Beautiful. It's a beautiful day. And you are lying down in the grass. You can feel the grass behind your back. Beautiful green grass. And very soft. You can feel the softness of the grass. And you feel so relaxed that whole body is sinking on the grass. Environment is very quiet, beautiful greenish. And since you're lying down, what you see on top of you is the blue sky. A sky that is blue color without cloud. Look at this blue. Enjoy and relax yourself. If your mind is thinking of something else, try to pull your mind back again and look at this blue sky. And just be relaxed. This first kind of space, blue sky, is not really an absent or negative, but rather a positive, because blue is a positive. So this is not emptiness. Now we will enter into the second kind of space, which is called outer space. We find that the sky is having, the sun is actually setting, sunset is coming. Evening, slowly the days go into the evening. And the blue sky begins to get a little bit gray and then turn into the dark gray. Then after that, it turned into almost black. and you are still lying on your back on this soft grass. Your back still can feel the soft grass. And underneath the grass is the earth. Same thing since you're lying down. What you're looking at is the sky, but the sky now is black. Then you observe that there is a first star appears. Looking at the star, slowly you observe that more stars have appeared. As the night getting darker, you see countless of stars actually appear on the blues, on the dark night sky. So now you are sitting on a glass. It feels like you are in the spaceship. The whole earth behind you is like a spaceship. And you are in the flood. You are now traveling through the black outer space. So imagine you are riding the spaceship called Earth through the star, through the darkness, through the galaxy. So just relax at this moment and don't think too much. Just enjoy your ride through this beautiful black color of outer space. You stay here for a while. Outer space have black color. This is a positive thing. So it cannot be emptiness as well. So this outer space, black outer space, is not an emptiness. It is positive because we can see the black. Now we are enter into the third kind of space, which is called place. Same thing, put your focus back to your body. And feel that there's really nice grass behind your back and the soft earth. Your body is completely relaxed. Enjoy the grass. Just be relaxed at this moment. So the sky is still in the nighttime. to focus your mind back to the feeling of the earth and the soft grass underneath your back. Another very important thing. Try to imagine the space or place which both your body and the earth behind you are occupying. As you lay back on the earth, that earth is rotating and is also orbiting around the sun. So basically, you lying down on this planet, which is called Earth. The Earth is actually orbiting around the sun. So try to imagine. And the Earth is constantly progress in its orbit, assisting one position and then shifting into the next positions. So the Earth is actually rotating from one location, one positions, and then into the next positions. Try to imagine that. And it does so when the Earth is rotating, that space which is occupied or lived never change at all. Come in on one location, leaving the locations, enter to another space, exit of the space and go into another space. So try to imagine that rotating. Enter to a space, exit from a space. And this space is available as long as it is there. Thing can occupy it and nothing can stop it. So in fact, you can think of this third space as a place. Close to emptiness, but it is not a real emptiness yet. Now we go into the fourth kind of space, ultimate reality. With your eyes still closed, view of the earth and the glass beneath you. Seeing the black sky and the star above you. So your body is actually sandwiched between the earth and the sky, the dark night sky. Take a few minutes to think where all this thing is coming from. You can really feel the soft grass behind your back and the earth. The The ground was created about 4 billion years ago. When the volcano came out from the middle of the earth and they spread the lava, and then the wind broken the lava into the small pieces, and that become the soil behind your back right now. And the grass and the trees are grown out from the soil. Where does this whole planet come from? Where does this tree come from and the grass come from? Where does the sun come from? Where does this earth come from? Try to think about this. Where does this black space come from? Where does the blue sky come from? Everything is coming from me. Coming from your seeds. There's nothing that does not come from your seeds. So the sun, the earth, everything's is coming from our seeds. There's nothing in the universe which is not coming from my seeds. Just like the pen. And that means I was there 10 million years ago. And the seeds that in my mind opens and they create that explosions. They create the star. Create everything that you are seeing right now. So now we are entered into the emptiness on these four cups of space, which means there's nothing there which is impossible. There's nothing in the whole universe which is not coming from me. Something which did not come from my seed is impossible. And that absence, that negative, is called emptiness. Absent of impossible thing. So try to stay in this mindset for a while. And then now I want you to focus back to your breathing. So focus on your breath. Try to do 3 long exhale. So imagine when you breathe out, there's golden lights. And these golden lights accumulate all the good seed that you have been planting during these contemplations. And then send these golden lights out to everyone in this room. Send to your family, the people in your country, to the whole world. I wish everyone had the wisdom to learning how to touch the diamond ball. And when you are ready, you can open your eye back to this room.